It's the first Friday of the month. It's 9 a.m. It's time for The Plant Rant with Sandra the Plant Lady, made possible by Centuria, I should say Baker Orchard at Centuria. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning,
Bob. And guest.
Yes, good morning. John Morley's with us here today again. Yay.
Good morning, gang.
He's partially functional this morning. No, it's good. I'm going to do a quick community calendar first to get the show started, and then we'll let John take over, because with the spring we're having, he's got lots to talk about. The spring we're having. It's February. He's like, with the spring we're having this winter. So St. Croix Valley Food Alliance Winter Farmers Market at the Acreage, which is the old Aveda Intelligent Nutrient Horse Estate in Osceola. They have February 18th from noon to 3 and March 17th noon to 3, their Winter Farmers Market. So go check that out. We are now at the halfway point between the winter solstice and the spring equinox.
So aside from I didn't know that because it don't feel like it.
No, it doesn't. But I have been noticing the days being longer.
That's just because you're so positive. Yes. Beautiful.
Yeah. No, the sun is rising.
Oh, man. Yeah,
so good morning, John.
Morley, good morning.
From Morley's Maple Syrup. What's happening in the maple syrup world these days, John?
I'm just glad I'm here. So it is February 2nd, and I'm getting bombarded by phone calls of, should I tap my maple tree or shouldn't I?
What's the answer?
I don't know if we have enough time, kiddo. So I'm going to back up a little bit. We're Morley's Maple Syrup out of Luck, Wisconsin. I'm going to tell you where we're at in our process and what's happening with tree health and tap holes and all that kind of stuff. And then we'll try and define the answer. Should you hang your yard trees or not, your bag holders, and get at it? So actually, we started tapping our trees. Don't get too excited. Well, I don't know. I'll tell you what's happening for us right now. And then we'll dictate, should you hang your pails or wait until hopefully normal March. The 10-day forecast right now currently looks gorgeous for sugar makers. So we started tapping trees last Tuesday, 6-7 days ago. I don't even know.
So John hasn't slept since then.
Thank goodness this ain't TV, because I look like a pile. We started tapping trees. We made the decision to go. We got two farms done. So we got about 5,000 taps in.
Wow, you're ahead of the game for the season.
Yeah.
Two farms done already.
And so we started sucking sap, pulling, turning high vacuum on. And we started pulling sap probably 2-3 days ago. And to our surprise, there's still 6 to 4 inches of frost in the forest. For sugar makers, they can't understand what this means. The roots, as soon as the frost goes out, then it's really, they really run. That freezing and thawing at night will pull the groundwater out of the root system, and the frost will let it go. So we thought we had a little window, but what we found out about 3-4 days ago, even the 100-year-old trees that have been making sugar were dripping. They were I don't know what's going on, even with less frost, and it will probably go out this week. If you notice on the blacktop roads, they're kind of sweating and cracks,
yes,
and stuff. That's
I
what's happening.
That.
And so in the woods, it happens faster. There ain't much frost. Anyway, so that being said, we pulled about 5,000 gallons already of raw sap. Usually the raw sap coming out starts in the beginning of a normal beginning season, low sugar content, 1.4, 1.5% sugar. We're already at 2.2 fresh. 2 is an average, so we're above average in sugar, which is great. So it's 40-to-1 ratio at 2% to make a gallon of pure maple syrup. So that's telling us there's high sugar content this year in those trees, and people are going to notice that right away in their processing. So we finally trucked some sap home to the farm, to the sugar house, and we're storing it, and we still have another 6,000 taps to get in on high vacuum. So we're just going to take each farm at a time. And the thought is, in our process on high vacuum, so people don't get too excited, but we take a 40 or an 80. That's all tube. You see the blue tubing all around here in Polk County and Amory. And we take and tap those trees, turn the vacuum pump on. So it's pulling the sap away from that tap hole to keep that tap hole fresh. So even like today, we'll be a little run. The lines are frozen right now. After I'm done with this, we're going to go check and start turning pumps on to pull that sap away from that tap hole to keep that tap hole fresh. Reason being, yard, when you hang your pails, we still run 500-600 pails, my kids do. When you drill that hole, this is the problem. You drill that hole and it's exposed to air and you put your sap sack holder on there. You're going to get a run this weekend. You'll get run and you'll get some great looking sap, high sugar probably even. And this is the question, the longevity of a fresh tap hole. So hopefully, end of February will turn normal cold temperatures. It's got to. I mean, I'm hoping this is just a bonus. It'll go back to a normal freeze-up and be frozen for 2 or 3 weeks, and then normal March will start the first week of March and warm up. If you hang your pails now is the problem, that tap hole could have no longevity because it's exposed to bacteria and growth and it's starting to heal itself. The tree's starting to heal itself. And so in March, when a normal run does come, you're going to have a dirty tap hole and it's the process of healing. It's not a fresh cut on the fibers of that little in the wood. So you're not going to get as big as yield. And if it does normal and we get into April, like we should, the first 2 weeks of April, and let's say it gets a cold jet stream pulls in at the third week of April, you're not going to have the yields where people that have drilled fresh tap holes in March will get that full season. So it's a gamble kind of either way, but we're holding off on the pails right now. If you have the capability, you put 25 taps in your yard and you don't over tap your tree, you can re-tap on the other side. People that hang two pails on a tree, that's probably not good for the tree house. I don't recommend that. But if you do one side and leave the other side to retap, or our season only goes this far and we get a couple weeks.
So one at a time, you're saying, one now, one later. Yeah. And I love, thank you, because Plant Rant, we want tree health.
Yeah.
Promote that.
So we would be out of business, right? Yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah. So, and that's another reason. This might be a little too much, but when we go into tree health, we try and seminar and teach. The old days, they'd hang as many pails as they could get on a big maple tree and because they want to get as much sap. We've known now that you are not getting, if that's the case, and next year when you're trying to find a new tap hole on that tree, you're making darkening streaks in the wood. And those dark spots in that wood don't let the sap run. So actually less pails instead of hanging four on a big old sugar maple and you go down to three or two, you're gonna find in the next couple of years it will heal itself, that you will find a better clean white wood drilling spot and that pail will produce more. Even though if you had four on the tree, you go down to three or two, you're still gonna get as much sap out of that tree. Because you have healthy, clean tap holes, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And it's better for the tree then. You didn't kill it or make a weak spot where it's going to tip over by over-tapping, but it will take another 5 to 10 years, and it will overheal those spots, and you'll be able to drill in nice, clean wood, and you won't even hit those spots again after 10 years, the growth of the tree, a healthy growth. So, yeah, I don't know if that helps. So if you have high vacuum and you're a sugar maker, you have a vacuum pump, go ahead, tap. Get this run this week is my recommendation. But you're going to have to keep that vacuum pump on. Even if it's a 34-degree day and it's just getting a little tap, you need to pull that sap away from that tap hole to keep it fresh. And some of us like to save a little money, and I get it. We want to shut it off, and we'll wait for the run. But that will actually hurt you if in the long run in March. But so to keep that high vacuum. So this has never happened before for us. 100 years ago, they've been making syrup around here. But they would hold off. Even if it was a warm spell like this, rare, they would hold off until March and then tap their trees and get what they get. So it's a whole new, that's why there's a lot of confusion because, well, I kind of.
But they didn't have the technology.
Exactly. Then, exactly.
And so they were keeping the tree healthy.
Yes. And yes. And they're doing what they needed to do with what they had at that time. Now with this tubing you see all over, we can kind of get away and get a jump start on the season and be all right with it. If that makes sense in hindsight. So, and that's where tubing versus pails, you make up more production per yield, you know, per tap on yield of sap, is that you can take advantage of a situation like this. And in those days that are coming, actually this week, I think a couple of them are going to freeze at night, if I'm correct, like Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday-ish here. We got 45, 48. And a pail probably won't even produce that good, but the frost is probably going to be coming out around this area right here where we live, and that will help trigger some of that. But we'll suck the sap out even though it's there.
Right.
So that having that freezing and thawing, if that really doesn't occur, we'll still get some out of there. And so just kind of a weird gig. What's today? Friday, right? They're all running together. Sorry. 2 days ago. So that would be Wednesday. We had 2,000 taps on high vacuum, 26 inches of vacuum, and we got a gallon per tap or better off each spout. So it was over 2,000 gallons of sap in probably a six-hour period. And then yesterday it got warm. It was beautiful. But there's an east wind, and that cold wind dictated we only got a half a gallon per tap run.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, it's just
like that wind brought the temperature down?
Yes, and so barometric pressure and all that dictates your yields, too. It was a fine example of a glorious day of, oh, my gosh, this is beautiful. And, like, what's going on with these guys, you know, with pressure of the trees and stuff. So you're going to have a little bit of that when you're out there in the woods. So I don't know if that answers your questions. We have the lovely 3/16 gravity systems. There's no vacuum pump sucking on that. And that's a smaller line. I have a couple of farmers that use a lat. It's you don't have a big investment to put that infrastructure in your tubing in your maple woods if you have the hillside and the gravity to work with you. I have some guys going to start tapping that to try it. I don't know if we know enough personally on my end with our gravity to tap it now if those tap holes are going to lose yields in March on the real run. So I'm a little skeptical on giving everybody the green light to hit the gravity. Some guys are going to go regardless because then they're not over tapping. They have a beautiful maple tree and they can retap. They have plenty of nice, you know, room. They manage that forest that way too for a scenario like this to get away with 1 year doing that. So it's, we're gonna have to wait 4 or 5 days once this warm spell, if the 10 day looks crazy like it is now. We are going to probably call the gravity people. If they are lying on that 10-day forecast, then we're going to give them the green light and it stays warm for some ridiculous reason. We're going to give them the green light. Gravity guys are going to go. Because it'll hopefully only be 2 to 3 weeks freeze up and then they'll be back up. But yeah, so this year, this is just a wild year. Last year, it was 4 feet of snow in the woods, and now we don't know what snow even looks like. So, I mean, you can run around out in the woods right now. It's very efficient, but it's just, I even saw a robin the other day.
Well, it's weird. I've heard spring birds.
Did you?
Yeah, like probably around like the beginning of the third full week of January.
Yeah.
And
so
right around the 22nd, I was like, in the morning, I was like, wait a minute, that's a new bird.
Right.
Our bird making a new sound.
Right.
And
there.
And I, so they're kind of doing like a spring-like thing.
Old wise tale, the first robin comes out and tells the other robins to come. So I swung over and told that guy to get the heck out of here,
go
back south. So don't know if that works or not, or the wise tale, but yeah, so.
Old wives know a lot.
It's just goofy out there. Anyways, so that's where we are at in production. We're almost halfway tapped on vacuum. By the end of this weekend, we'll be half and above, and we're just going to go farm to farm and keep vacuum on, and we'll boil the sap that we do get. Oh, sugar content's 2.2. I mentioned that. I'm excited about it. That's really good. I know he's talked about it in the beginning.
Is there like a limited amount of sap in the tree or an unlimited amount? Like, so if you're tapping now and then, again, when we have what you're calling the normal run, like, does the tree just keep...
Yeah.
Pulling and putting out?
If people are really crazy and want really facts that I'm not smart enough to remember all the time, the University of Vermont, you can get online and look up. University of Vermont's been studying tree health and overtapping. Dr. Proctor, they have dedicated students. They've tried, it sounds kind of bad, but they've tried killing maple trees by over-tapping and sucking, trying to figure out how much sap is oxygen. And they have all this documented, how much sap's in the tree, you know, and all this stuff and what's going on. And that helped us producers learn more what's happening because really we still don't know. You know, maples haven't talked to me yet in the woods.
So
but,
you keep track, though, like if you... monitor your, I mean, you know exactly how many gallons you're getting out.
Yep.
And then you're going to get that next run.
Yep.
And then you're going to, which, I mean, if we get that freeze, otherwise.
Right.
I mean, you're going with the idea that we're going to get that.
So in the last, last 15 years, I have good records of high vacuum because it was kind of new. There's some guys out there I know out in the woods that have been doing it for a while. They've been hiding. They're really creative and clever.
Come on.
Yeah,
guys,
you know them guys. I know you're hiding out there. excuse me. So that being said, on an average on high vacuum, we get 25 gallons of sap per tap.
And in general, average.
Yes, and so it go a little less
this year if you wind up getting.
And it go a little more, You know, we've had a 38, just a couple of years, 2 years ago, 38 gallons per tap with high sugar content.
What was going on that year?
I don't know.
Do you write the weather down too when you're keeping your data?
A little bit, just once we're in it. It's such a blur to survive that usually 20-day window of chaos that
you're going to get two 20-day windows this year.
We lucky. Hopefully. That would be awesome. So last year we had a 40% crop only. And then the prior year we were above. We had 140%. You know, we had 40% more than average.
Was last year low because of all the snow kept the ground?
Right. It pushed us in. It kept us cold, cold, cold. And then when they did run, within 4 or 5 days, that 4 feet of snow, I don't know if you remember, it just went down and dissipated the ground. I'm no expert, just a farmer, but I feel we're in a really bad drought, actually. And that ground took that up last year and ate all that water, took it and said, yay. And we didn't even see it on runoff spells because
I don't think it ever froze because we had snow so early. We had snow in October.
Right.
So the ground didn't even get a chance to freeze solid because it was insulated
right
away. But then now this year without any snow, I mean, people have been enjoying not shoveling and all the stuff, but where's our moisture going to come from?
Right. We need rain. We need rain and snow.
Probably.
And hopefully it comes. I would love it. Like March Madness, end of March, some great snowstorms that would slow down the heating process and the lovely trees would get a drink and maybe push the sugar season. That would be awesome. I'll be doing cartwheels. I'll help people shovel. It'll be fine. But so last year, they got up to 60, 70 degrees for 3 or 4 days, and the trees budded out. And then it got cold the prior week. It froze. I think it even snowed a little. And we're like, what the heck? And we did try, and the sap did run again. But this is the only time I had, you know, probably 10,000 gallons. We gambled, kept everything running. I pulled 10,000 gallons of sap after that big warm spell, and I thought, we're back in the game. The sugar content even came back up to 2%. I'm like, all right. Saps clean, tastes good. We're going to make, we're back in. You know, we had, we only made 40 barrels of syrup and we're back in. And when we boiled that night, it went bad. The sap didn't rotten or nothing. We call it bud syrup. It was an off flavor syrup.
Because of the plant?
Because the trees budded out. Yeah. A percentage of them did in the woods. And then we couldn't make.
Something changes chemically.
Yes. That's, we should call Vermont up and say, you guys need to figure that one out. Because.
Right. I'm sure there's a certain food or something that probably is going up.
Well, minerals and impurities in the sap. And then the buds actually pop on a tree, some of them, a percentage, and the sugar and stuff is going to feed that. They're not going to give us the good stuff, you know?
Well, no.
And so that was rare, too. That's never happened. The tap holes never dried out. It was good. We had good yields. I'm like, yay. And then, we made a couple barrels of commercial syrup, we'll call it, and we had to pull the plug because you could have kept making that, but it's hard. Not many people enjoy that commercial syrup. Well,
and you have integrity and you are want to be consistent and have a
So and that's kind of what we should preach. You know, once you make an off-flavor syrup, I pull the plug, pull your taps, let the trees have the rest of the sap, and clean up.
I mean, you want a healthy tree.
Yeah.
They need leaves. They need those buds
So
feed itself and produce. And
yeah, it's just weird. But, so, should we talk about that real quick?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. No one can see us, but I have written down, we do have her voice is a little rough. I'll take over. Don't worry.
I knew I wouldn't have to worry with John here. I'll introduce him and then I'm done for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Stop talking. That's just me. Anyway.
Yeah. She's sounding a lot better. You're doing good. We have an open house still. We also are going to promote the farm tour. Some of the sugar makers have not committed, like normal being the weird year yet, but I'm not holding them out. So we will have notifications. Bill from A to Z Orchards and I will get the word out of the farm tour. I know him and I.
Yep, so Z Orchard for sure is committed. Morley's up in Luck is for sure committed.
And
then you maybe have like seven more, give or take, for a total of like.
Yes, and I called a couple, and a couple of them are with. It's because they're all in the woods right now. We didn't see coming. And so everyone's getting their stuff. Once we get, I'm hoping in a couple weeks, they get settled in or make a little syrup. It gets cold again, like it should, Mother Nature, if you're listening. Then we will post more and have who's on board this year. But we'll have a couple for sure. We're going to go.
The date on this is April 6th, which is a Saturday. And I've been in contact with Bill at Z Orchard. And we will closer to include that on the community calendar, not just Plant Rant, but on our WPCA six times a day, Monday through Friday, it will be getting announced on our regular community calendar. So when it gets closer, our listeners will have access to that information.
So what do we do there? What's the open house all about?
Your open house?
Yeah.
I don't know. Tell us more. I just want to be.
I had to get you. I got you. Yeah, I got you. You just have a cough drop, kiddo. So, thank you. I got her, guys. The open house, it's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you can go visit any of the sugar houses. It's all free. And we'll save sap that day enough to boil all day. So everyone will, you're going to go from small producers with 100 taps with a flat pan to more industrial producers. Maybe that's probably where we're at, and see the process. Yes. So the sugar house will be making steam all day. You can come and go as you want. Stop in, say hi. Just pull in. There'll be signage. Everyone gets a sign, farm tour at the end of the driveway of the farm. Pull in. Walk around. Someone, I'm sure, will greet you. We go through the tour of the RO machine, reverse osmosis. We have some gravity tubing close to the sugar house, pails out back. We got some neat equipment, some older equipment laying out, going through that. And then you're going to watch syrup be made and processed right off the evaporator. We have maple cotton candy, maple root beer soda. We do sugar and snow if we have any. We use crushed ice if there is no snow. We have the samples of all our flavored syrups. We have all the tools and stuff, and I have a little board. Kids can practice tapping, drilling a tree, you know. It's not a live tree, guys. Okay, we got a demo, a decoy.
Did you see the look in my eyes?
And so it's fun. If you have a cabin, you live in the cities, you're listening, and you come up and, you know, put your dock in and all that. It's getting close to get the cabin opened up and come visit us.
Break.
Yeah. Come
Santa
do a little.
The plant lady might be in your front yard that day. Excuse me.
Don't worry, guys. We'll put her to work.
They can come see me.
We do have a fire going and stuff, and there's a bunch of little activities we put out outside the sugar house, and we boil a little sap the old-fashioned way just to show you how tedious that is versus now.
Right? And lots of people still do that,
though. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
part of the fun, right? Keeping the fire going. And
I miss the fun. That was fun. So that's great to be out there.
Sometime you'll have to listen to the show that you didn't show up for, because Bob had some really great stories of growing up as a kid with his grandparents and getting to stay up late and doing maple syrup and hauling it.
Bob's been holding out on me?
Well, huh? He was filling in for you. He did a good job. So you can turn into the Plant Rant Archives at WPCARadio.org.
You don't know how you were quoted.
Whoa.
That was such a beautiful quote.
It got really warm in here for some reason.
Yeah, you look like you're blushing.
Yeah, it is. Thanks. You got me now. Oh, boy. Bob, where were you on that one, buddy?
So anyway, yes, the doing it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah. It did get warm. Hey, I made it this time. So,
twice now you've made it. Yeah. Two out of three isn't bad, folks.
Yeah, we're working on it.
He stood me up for sure, though, as busy as it is, if it wasn't for the first time.
Back to maple trees.
Yeah. The open house. All the demonstrations.
Yeah, you can go visit. It's free. It'll be on our website. We'll be the social media. You'll be sharing it.
And that website is MorleyMapleSyrup.com. Okay.
It's just crazy time, and it's different. And I'm hoping that if you have high vacuum or gravity, or if you just want to make a little, some producers just make a couple gallons this week, get her out and done, and
right, then and you gotta get it over with.
You got the rest of the spring, you know. So it's gonna be a wild ride. It's not normal, but I'm hoping it will go back to normal. And it's just a blessing to get us back up and running earlier than most years struggling. So we could be ready. It could be a bumper crop.
I always love your positivity, John. You are so fun. You have the best attitude. You're so smart and so knowledgeable. And thank you for coming on and sharing everything.
Not a problem. Are we about done?
I got about 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yeah. So we go right on the nose. But
Bob, are you still tapping trees?
I don't tap.
You don't?
No, I was only telling stories of when I was a little kid.
Okay.
On my grandma and grandpa's farm. And we went around, of course, it was just buckets on the tree then.
Yep.
We went around with a stone boat because it was awful wet back there where the trees were.
Yeah.
And pick up all the buckets, dump them in a big tank on there, then take them back to the top of the hill where we had the pan set up and the fire. And my dad and one of my uncles, they ran that sucker 24 hours a day.
And were they pulling that with horses?
No, they were, just pulling with horses.
Nice.
That's all we did.
Yeah.
And they had a tank that they dumped everything in, and then they had a little tapper where they could run it into the pan.
Yep.
And you just cooked it until it was done.
Does anybody run that farm anymore still? Make sure
not,
up out there?
Not that I'm aware of.
Huh.
I'm going down there at some point this spring and see if anybody is.
I don't think so
because it's back off the road a little ways, and a whole bunch of people have owned that farm since my grandparents were on it. So I don't know what's happened to it. But it's a good memory.
And if you can get back there this spring and maybe find an old sap pail laying around and bring it home.
You never know.
Yep. Those are precious.
That's always fun exploring.
If I did that, I'd give it to John.
Oh. Now you're going to make me blush, Bob. Both of you.
Cry,
boy, it got warm again.
There you go.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening and tuning in. If you missed part of the show or you want to re-listen, archives, plant, or... and WPCARadio.org. My guest in March is going to be Jeremy, and we are going to talk about wetland plants. So tune in first Friday of the month, 9 a.m. Thanks, John.
Yep, thanks, guys.
And thank you, Big Orchard.